Okay, everybody can still hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And who just joined us?
This is Eric Hernandez.
Hey, Eric, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Just fine. So we're just getting ready to get started. So anyone else that comes in late can join us midway. So today is the kickoff of actually a 4 webinar series, and this first one is free, and you'll definitely get a lot of good information from this one. The next 3, and I'll talk about those later, will go a little bit more in-depth into several different of the different social media sites and how you can really access, get great results on those sites in-depth. And we'll talk about that a little bit more at the end. But for now, I started out with some questions that I asked that may have kind of gotten you interested in coming to this webinar. And some of the things that I hear from people in my conversations with them is there's a lot of people that don't really fully understand how social media can benefit their company. They know what it is, they may even use it, but they're not quite sure how it can benefit their particular company. Some other people may know that social media is an effective way to market your business, but you may not be using it well enough to get the results that you want. And hopefully we'll answer those questions as well. And also, I'm finding that people, including myself, are constantly bombarded by companies that are trying to get you to pay money for social media services or social media sites. And if you're not really informed and you're not quite sure about those, I've seen clients and other people I know sign up for expensive services that really don't do them any good. So we're going to answer how social media can benefit your company, learn how to use social media as an effective way to get results for your business, and find out when or if you should consider spending money for social media sites and services. During this particular class, we're going to also be talking about how to maximize your professional profile and company listings on the top social media sites. We're going to learn some effective relationship building strategies for social media, find out new opportunities and features of social media sites that you might not be aware of, and we're going to take a look at leveraging your online time by using some social media shortcuts. So where do you get most of your business? We'll kind of start back with some fundamentals. I actually do a lot, as many of you that are on the call know, I do a lot of tracking and benchmarking from the people that I work with, and fully 70% of your business comes from either your existing customers that are coming back and doing more business with you, referrals from those customers to their friends, referrals from other business contacts that you might meet in networking groups or in the community, and also referrals from your targeted referral partners, people that have the types of businesses that complement yours. So that's 70%. All of your other marketing that you do encompasses only about 30% of the business you get in general for most businesses. So what's it all about? It's all about relationships. And one of the things that I talk about a lot is that your online networks mirror your offline networks. And we want to, as a starting place, leverage the power of these current relationships that you already have and get more access to those people that you already know. And then you also want to build new relationships by creating an effective social media marketing strategy. And so it really should just be part of your overall relationship marketing strategy. Earlier, before we started the recording, Kevin had mentioned that he was using email marketing to good effect, and that's another part of relationship marketing. So part of your strategy that's going to help you, all these things should be helping you expand your ability to come to mind when people are wanting to use your services or have a need for your services, to expand your audience, and to educate the people in your network, your clients, your prospects, and your referral partners about what you offer. I just want to take a moment to see if anyone else had joined us since the beginning of the class.
Yeah, Damien with Picasso Brothers Painting.
Hi, Damien. Welcome.
Hi, thanks.
So does your business need social media marketing? I know there's a lot of people out there that have they see that there's a lot of social media being used, but they're not sure if it applies to their business. And 31% of business owners don't use social media because they don't believe that their customers really use it. Well, we're going to take a look at that. But you really want to do some analysis and some competitive research. You want to look to see if your customers actually are using social media. You also want to do some competitive research to see, are your competitors out there using social media, and do they seem to be getting some good effect from it? And you want to also try to determine which are the best sites for your business. So some of it's going to be some trial and error to see what's really working best for your business. So social media can be confusing because there's so many different things out there that you could do. So we're going to look at some different types of social media, maybe look at some of the ones that might be best for your business, and look at how to use social media as an effective marketing tactic without spending a ton of time. Because I think that's one of the things that a lot of business owners are a little bit nervous about with social media, because they just think, I don't have time to do all this and keep up with it. And there's some things you can do that will help you leverage that. So this is a graphic I found online that shows the social media landscape. And when you look at that, it is a little bit mind-boggling, isn't it?
Wow.
But we're not going to be focusing on all these different things, and nor should we. But some of the things that we're going to be focusing on here are the social networks, mainly. And we're going to be talking about some of the big players in the social network section. Also, the share section is another one that's important to business owners, as well as the publish. So we're not going to be talking specifically about blogging today, but blogging is an important piece of your social media strategy. So if you have a blog, it's going to make it very easy for you to leverage your blog into social media. If you don't have a blog, I suggest that you consider starting a blog sometime in the future. So, and we can talk about that. There's some other questions later on. So why use social media networks? And looking back to just that section that we were looking at that was social networks. Well, people like to do business with people they know. You know that from doing business in person with people, don't you? Social media sites are helpful in connecting people together. And I find that I connect a lot better with people that I already know, because I don't have time to have individual meetings with every single person that I know. And that sometimes, if you're like me, there may be months or even sometimes years before you connect with a certain person that you've known through business in the past. With social media, you may be seeing them frequently online and interacting with them more. So lots of people are participating, and we're going to talk about some specific numbers as we get to some later slides. But as all of you know, and I'm sure most of you are participating, and most everybody you know is participating, and we also know that social media participants tend to be influencers. So there are often people that are out there making more cutting-edge choices. They might be, accessing some different information that they're sharing with other people, but they do tend to be influencers. Another great reason for using social media is it's a low-cost form of marketing. We can all use some low-cost marketing and with the higher-cost marketing, And most of the sites are free, but there is, of course, a cost in time. Another good reason for using social media is that there's good search engine optimization from the top sites. So this is more of an opportunity to get your information in front of more eyeballs. So you're finding that Google searches are actually returning results from social media sites. You're also finding that within social media sites that there's a certain amount of ranking involved, and that's one of the reasons we want to talk about maximizing your profiles. So we're going to start with looking at what I call the big three social media sites that most of us hear about all the time, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. And before we start going into some specifics on those, does anybody have any questions or have anything that they're hoping that we're going to cover? Okay, no questions so far? So let's start with Facebook. So why use Facebook for your social networking for business? Well, first of all, there's a lot of people on Facebook, over 500 million users, and about 50% log in every day. 206 million of those 500 million are in the U.S., and 72% of U.S. internet users are on Facebook. 30% of Facebook users are over 35, and almost 20% of users are over 45, and more than 50% are female. And obviously, as most of us know, is every time you see an ad in the magazine, on TV, on radio, all the big companies are also suggesting that you join them on Facebook or LinkedIn as well. So you know that the big brand advertisers are out there, and the statistics show that they're actually reaching users all across the age spectrums. And this data that I have up here comes from a couple of different sources. One is called Inside Facebook, and the other one is called onlineschools.org. So here's a few more Facebook stats. 50% of users log in daily. The average user has 130 friends. 700 billion minutes per month are spent on Facebook. 20 million apps per day are installed, and 250 million people interact with Facebook monthly from outside the official website. So they might be accessing it through different applications, through their mobile phone, which we see here, 200 million people access via their mobile phone. Some other people might be accessing from other social media client apps that we call it, where people can interact with more than one social network from one app. And in 20 minutes on Facebook, a million links are shared, almost 2 million friend requests are accepted, 2.7 million photos are uploaded, 2.7 million messages are sent, 1.5 million wall posts, 10 million comments made. So there's a lot of activity on there. F- 57% of people talk to each other more online than they do offline, which given the amount of time that people are spending online, it really makes sense for you to be there, don't you think?
Question.
So we're going to yes.
What's online schools?
That's an organization that I know they collect statistics. I'm not sure what else they do. But I ran across them from someone's blog when I was looking for statistics. So you can look that up if you'd like, onlineschools.org. So is there anybody in the room that does not have a Facebook personal profile yet, who's not on Facebook. So everybody's on Facebook.
I don't have a personal profile, I would say, yet. This is Erica.
Okay. Well, maybe you will after this.
And I don't, Vinay, either, John.
Okay. And how many of you do not have a Facebook business page for your business as a separate thing from your personal profile?
I do not. Eric, again.
Okay.
Doug, I don't believe I do, or if I do, is the profile's not updated.
Okay. So at least two of you do not have, and maybe more, do not have a business page as well. How many of you have a business page but don't feel like you're doing anything very good with it?
That would be me, Linnea. Steve.
Okay.
But Costa Brothers, too.
Okay. I'm sure there's many, you know, many of us that could do better with our Facebook business page. We also want to talk about some of the other opportunities there are out there in Facebook. There's groups, there's community pages. Some of these things are starting to, they kind of phase in and out. Facebook makes a lot of changes. Facebook Places is a new thing, and for most of you that have, you know, a brick-and-mortar business, we definitely need to have you pay attention to Facebook Places. You can also advertise on Facebook. Facebook makes it very easy, and it's pretty cheap, actually, cheaper than Google, to place ads on Facebook and kind of test the waters on that with very targeted ads, because, as you know, with all the information that people share in their profile, it's possible to get extremely targeted on the ads that you are placing. And networking on Facebook, which is one of the things we're going to be spending more time talking about versus the actual advertising. And the social media applications, link options, and some other things that you might consider, like the Facebook like button on other sites. So starting with your personal profile, and we're going to take a look. We'll use mine as a guinea pig in a minute to look at. But first of all, you have to decide about your personal profile. Do you want your personal profile to be strictly personal? Do you want it to be business? Or do you want it to be both to some degree? So that's an important decision that you need to make somewhere along the line. And as you're ramping up your Facebook marketing, you really need to think about this and decide how you want to approach it. If you've decided that you want your personal profile to be very personal, then it's important that you don't accept friend requests from people that might be, you know, potential customers or prospects or something like that. A lot of people, you know, especially if a business is revolving around a person's personality, some of those people really do like to use their personal profile partially for business or sometimes completely for business. So that's an important distinction. I personally use mine kind of for both. So I have people that are my friends that are personal friends, family members, clients, prospective clients, networking people. So I have a mixture. And because I do have a mixture, I tailor the way I proceed on Facebook accordingly, knowing that all those different kinds of eyes are looking at my profile when they look at it. It's important that you use the privacy settings to fit with whatever you would like people to be able to see on your personal profile. You can lock it down pretty tight if you want. Or you can have it open. But it's important that you take the time to look through those privacy settings and make sure you set them accordingly. On my personal profile, for me personally, if you're not my friend, if I haven't accepted you as a friend, then the only thing that you'll ever see is just a photo and a couple of other things. I think my website, and that's about it. You know, just to sort of identify who I am and where I'm from. You know, if I don't accept you as a friend, then you're not in. So that's how I approach that part with my personal profile. You can also put people on lists, and you can put people on a limited profile view, so that might be something you can also use. Another thing for me is the online status. If you don't want people chatting with you while you're on Facebook, or knowing that you're online, there's a place to set your online status. I personally don't like to chat on Facebook. That's just a feature I don't really appreciate, so I have mine shut off all the time. Applications. I like to say choose wisely and watch out for those who don't. Since I use my personal profile partially for business, I don't really want to have, you know, mafia wars and all that kind of stuff on mine. So, and personally, I don't have time to play those kind of games anyway. But if you, you know, so that's another choice you have to make, is how you want to show up. If again, you're using your personal profile somewhat for business. You also want to watch out for all those people that are using all these applications and saying, share it with all your friends. So these are the people that you end up with a post on your Facebook page that says something like, somebody's sharing a secret about Linnea. You know, click here to find out what it is. And, you know, those are just random things that people have opted into and chosen to invite all their friends. I always delete those from my site. Then connecting to your business page, I'm going to show you about the suitcase. I want to say ban the suitcase. And the news feed views on the check to view all. So we're going to take a quick look at my personal profile. One thing and you can see that I have a mixture of things that I share on mine, and I have some other sites that I'm pulling in. You can see I'm pulling in from Plaxo and so forth. This is one of the things that I shared in my last class, which was seven Facebook changes you need to know about. Some of you may have attended that class. This is a really important piece. You can see right here where in my status or my introductory bar, I have a link to my Facebook business page. So you can see that comes up right there. If you scroll over on yours, if you're on your own Facebook page and you said you're the owner president of whatever your company name is, and you scroll over that and you see something that looks like a little suitcase, then you have a little bit of problem there. Because whenever Facebook in its infinite wisdom had decided that if you put some company name in your education and work section, that must be a company and that must need a page. So they created this little blank page. So if you have a business page, you need to go back on your education and work section, delete whatever business is there, and then add back in your Facebook business page so that you'll have that come up. So that's an important distinction. You can see down here in the bottom right-hand corner, it says chat offline. That's a thing that you can choose to be online or offline. I've chosen to always be offline with that. The other thing I wanted to make you aware of is when you go to your news feed, and I'm going to pause my screen for a moment and go to my news feed. And I'm going to scroll down to the bottom. So on your news feed, when you first come into Facebook, and this is an important distinction that you need to make. And okay, I'll go ahead and show my screen again. So at the very bottom of your news feed, so this is when you first come to Facebook, not on your profile, you need to scroll down where it says Edit Options at the very bottom. And when you click there, Facebook may have changed this to Friends and Pages You Interact With Most. If you want to make sure that you see information from everybody that you're friends with or that you've pages that you've liked, you need to click all of your friends and pages. And the thing that's important about this, and it's also educating your audience about this, which you may want to share periodically with your audience, because if you're sharing all this great stuff on Facebook through your business page or personally about your business, if your audience has not checked that, then they're not necessarily going to see what you want them to see. So that's another little tip from my prior class, too, that I thought was helpful. Okay, so let me go back here. So we've talked about deciding about your personal or professional. You may want to limit the amount of marketing you do on your personal profile. Some crossover is inevitable, but you want to keep a mixture of, you know, interesting, friendly information about yourself, value-added things, and minimal amount of selling-type marketing on your personal profile. And you do want to drive your traffic and your fans to your business page as much as possible, and doing that through a lot of your other marketing channels, so through your email newsletter, through your website, through any other communication you have to drive people to your Facebook business page. And there's some things you can do with that, and some other strategies that you can do to generate more interest in your Facebook business page. So let's just take a quick look at my business page. So you do want to make sure that you've got some photographs that you can display up on the top of your page. And you may choose some from some events that you've done. I have some from, you know, an event that I spoke at a couple months back. You do want to try to have a picture that in which you can create an avatar type thing. There's a lot of people's logos, including mine, that don't lend themselves to being resized into an avatar that much. So you may want to create a graphic that talks a little bit about your business as well as just uploading your logo. A few other things is with your business page, you want to try and use multimedia as much as you can. So if you have photographs, and I think quite a few of you on this call are contractors, so if you have all these beautiful projects that you've done, you definitely want to upload some photo galleries so people can see those. If you have videos that you've done, you want to upload those. And what I suggest is that you upload these different things periodically and not all at once. So you spread them out so that they're appearing in your audience's news feeds at different times instead of blasting them all out at once and then people only have a chance to see it once. So I would kind of feed these out, you know, day by day or week by week. You can also add some other applications to your page, like you can have a Join My List page, so you can, you know, where people can actually join your Constant Contact list. So those of you that are using Constant Contact, they have an easy app for this that you can add in. There's also a LinkedIn app, so you can add your LinkedIn page as well. And then you do want to continue to, as I mentioned with your personal profile, you also want to have a mix of interesting posts, value-add information, as well as promotional-type material. So you can see on my page here, I do have a marketing piece about this class, and I also have some information. And by the way, some of the information that I shared earlier in the slideshow is actually from some information that came from here. Doug, you had asked about onlineschools.org, and this is just a little video that actually talks about some of those same stats. A great thing is for those of you that have a blog, how many of you have a blog? Anybody?
We do.
You do, good. At least one person. I still want to suggest to everybody that doesn't have a blog, start one as soon as they can. But if you have a blog, it's really easy to have your blog update your business page, and that cuts down on the time that you have to update it. So, for example, I've got a few of these, and you can see all the ones with this little orange thing are ones that my blog just posted up here automatically. So when I made a blog post, it just came up here to Facebook on its own, and I didn't have to do anything about it. So I like to use a little application in Facebook that's called Social RSS. So if you want to write that down, if you have a blog, that's a really good and easy app that will just make that connection for you. I also
Social what? RSS?
RSS.
Thank you.
Another thing that you want to be able to do is you want to get to the point where you have a custom URL for your Facebook page. And that is, like you can see here, and some of this is extraneous up here, but facebook.com/advisors on target is my custom URL. When you have 25 people that like your page, then you can create a custom URL. But before that, you have a big, long, ugly one that you can use, obviously link to, but you can't like use it as something where you can write it out on a piece of printed marketing. So that's a few things about a Facebook page. So let me go back to our presentation here and see if there's anything I missed here. So you're going to want to make sure you add a professional profile photo or logo. Make sure, if at all possible, that it's something that you can zero in on an element of to create the little avatar. Because unfortunately, Facebook currently does not have the opportunity to use one photo for the avatar and one for the logo. So you have to have one where there's something that you can center over and create that. You want to write a good summary and use some keywords in your summary for your page in the information section. Add your website or sites. Add content, as I mentioned. Photos, videos are great. Get the custom URL. If you want to add events, you can add events and post different events that you're doing. I have become of two minds about using the events in both LinkedIn and Facebook. Because unless you have a whole lot of people guaranteed to say they're coming, sometimes people, RSVP to an event on Facebook, sometimes they RSVP on LinkedIn, sometimes they RSVP to you in some other way. And so you may have a whole lot of people coming to an event, but if only one or two said they were coming on Facebook, people may think, oh, nobody's coming. So that's kind of the downside of events, in my view, on both LinkedIn and Facebook. Use the link applications to your blog or other networks, and I showed you how that there was the LinkedIn app and also the link to your newsletter, if you're using Constant Contact anyway. And then you want to, of course, continue to drive people to your page. Some ways you might do that is to create a contest of some kind. I had a client recently that created a contest where he was giving out a certificate for dinner, to the person, to a person who posted on his wall. So it's nice if you can get people to actually come to like your page. It's even better if you can get them to interact on your wall. So that's a piece that you might want to try and play with as well, is if you can find some way where you can get somebody to say what you like. This particular person, I had him suggest that they go and look at his video gallery. He posted 6 or 8 videos. Look at the videos and say which one they liked the best. And, you know, he got a certain amount of people that came and liked his page and posted on that. So that's something you can do. You can also solicit ideas and have them, you know, post their ideas for something on your Facebook page. That would be another thing. And, you know, if you have a charity project or something like that, you might, you know, that might be also something that could interest people in posting something on your site. Facebook also has a review. I see we're getting, our time is rushing along, so I'll hurry. They also have a review tab, so that you actually can have people. I don't think I'm showing that one on mine right now, but there is a review tab. You can actually have people review your page as well, or give you a testimonial right there on Facebook. So, you know, be even nice if they even just posted on your wall or actually gave you a review. One thing that if you have a Facebook place, and this is something that we can go into further later, but if there's a Facebook place that Facebook has created with the little map, and that's a separate site from your page that you've created, those are two things that can be merged. And if anybody has that issue, I'm happy to answer that question. Okay. So using Facebook effectively, you want to visit often, update your status, post interesting items, look for opportunities to grow your network, communicate with key people. You know, if you see somebody that's a client or potential client posting something, you know, you may want to, you know, interact with them. Find other relevant pages to like and comment on relevant posts. So those are all things that can help you interact more and network with people on Facebook. And we'll definitely talk about that more for those of you that are moving on to the in-depth Facebook class on that. Okay. Any questions about Facebook before we talk about Twitter? Okay, I'll try and leave a few more minutes for questions at the end on everything. So Twitter, I think Twitter is one of the least understood social media sites, or the least comfortable site for a lot of business owners. We all know, you know, the short 140 character status updates that can generate quick interest. I mean, we just recently even saw that Newt Gingrich announces run for the presidency on Twitter. But you can also, Twitter makes it easy to post from your smartphone, from a website, or from a Twitter client. And you can, there's a link feature, so you can link Twitter to your Facebook page or profile or blog. And so this can expand your social media reach in across various platforms with, you know, one message. A lot of people say, well, I don't think I want to even bother with Twitter. My opinion on that is you might as well go ahead and set up a Twitter profile for your company. And if you have a blog, you can link your blog to that and just have your blog update it. And otherwise, you can ignore it until you feel comfortable about using it. Or if you've got your Facebook page and you're posting things on there, you can have your Facebook page update Twitter, or vice versa. So those are a couple of options. And using Twitter for networking, you might want to try and follow relevant people. So you might want to follow people who are your typical referral source type of people. I know for a lot of you that are contractors on the call, you know, interior designers might be a good connection, so you might want to try and follow interior designers that are in your area, or, you know, other people that might be good referral sources for you. You can connect with people on common topics using hashtags, lists, and trends. Obviously, connecting with people through retweets, direct messages to people, and replies. So definitely there's a lot more that can be said about Twitter, but at least that's a little bit that I can tell you right there. And let's take a look at, before we go to LinkedIn, let's take a look at Twitter.
So if you use Twitter and other people don't have Twitter, you can automatically reach their Facebook?
Well, if they're following you on Facebook, for example, and you have your tweets, you know, update your Facebook page, if you're using Twitter, if you have your tweets go to Facebook, then people that are on Facebook and following you on Facebook, you know, would potentially be able to see whatever you are tweeting on Twitter.
But otherwise, it will go out to all who you're connected with on Twitter? I'm not quite
Correct.
Sure how that works.
Right. Otherwise, it goes out to who you're connected with on Twitter.
So they have to accept you as a friend like Facebook.
Well, with Twitter, people decide to follow you. So they may find you because you posted something on a topic they're interested in. So that's typically how people would, you know, come to be following you on Twitter. Some people may decide to follow you because you decided to follow them.
Yes.
The thing about Twitter, and one of the reasons that a lot of people with, especially people with local businesses, don't feel as comfortable with about Twitter is that you have less control over who's following you, and you don't even know who half these people are, and they might not be really your target market. So you're just kind of putting it out there in the, whatever you're putting out on Twitter, you're just kind of putting out in the universe. Some of the people that are following you, you may be able to identify that oh yes, they are businesses that are in my target market. But others you may not be able to.
Thank you.
And you can also, you know, customize. You can see here, I've done a little bit of customization on my Twitter profile. So I've, you know, made it with my, you know, my logo or symbols of my logo. And that's kind of nice to do. In point of fact, though, people really don't come to your Twitter page that much. They're on their own Twitter page, and they're just seeing what's being tweeted, you know, as they go by. And the thing with Twitter too is, you know, you really pretty much have to be in the moment to see. People aren't going to scroll down and down looking for things unless they, you know, click on a subject that, you know, or maybe a trending subject over here, or a hashtag list of something that they're following. So if they're not on in the moment, they may never see, you know, what you posted. So with Twitter, it's just a little bit more random. So it's a little bit harder, especially with some of your types of businesses, to be real strategic with it. But there are still ways that you can use it effectively. But again, I'm not spending as much time on it today because I think you can do more good work with both Facebook and LinkedIn in general. So let's move on to LinkedIn. And for those of you that do business by referral, and especially for those of you that do business by professional referrals, and a lot of your business comes from other professionals referring business to you, LinkedIn, I think, is critical. So why LinkedIn? There are 100 million users, 47% of which are in North America. It's the most credible professional online network. And most people, most business people I know, are on LinkedIn. I think it depends somewhat on different parts of the country. And I know where I am in Southern California, it's really a hotbed of LinkedIn usage here, more so than it may be in some other areas. But certainly I'm finding with clients all over the country that all the bigger metropolitan areas, there's a pretty big usage by professional people. So it's a great way to enhance your offline networks online. And what I make a point to do is every time I go to a networking event and I meet people, engage with them, and talk to them, and they give me their business card, when I come home, I look them up on LinkedIn, and I connect with them right away so we remember each other. And, you know, say, you know, hi, Joe, it was great to meet you at the Star Networking event yesterday. I'd love to stay in touch on LinkedIn. And that's a great way just to keep that remembrance of that meeting in your head and also be able to see more often what they do and they can see what you're doing as well. So the LinkedIn features the profession is mostly the professional profile, which is you, but there's also an opportunity to fill in a company profile. And so I'm not sure how many of you have taken advantage of that. There are also groups you can join, which can be a very important part of your LinkedIn networking. And there's polls, answers, and events, which are probably less important, but still other options that are available. So you want to make sure that you're enhancing your LinkedIn profile by completely filling out your current and past positions, adding a professional profile photo. I think this is extremely important. I really don't like connecting with people that, you know, I can't see the face of who it is, you know, unless I'm completely sure that this is, you know, the person I met. You know, at a certain event, you know, I may not be sure that that's the same person. So it's really important to add your professional profile photo. LinkedIn is a very searchable site, and so if people are looking for someone in your profession, it's very important that you use the keywords in your summary and your specialties that describe what you do, all the different services you provide. You're able to edit your LinkedIn URL so you have a nice URL rather than the sort of gobbledygook one that they give you. You want to add your websites and edit the titles. You can also add your blog feed if you have a blog, and you can use some of the apps they have available to further flesh out your profile. You want to also add any relevant affiliations, and most professional groups, like if you do belong to BNI, if you do belong to the American Society of Interior Designers, or if you do belong to one of any number of professional groups that exist in the real world, a lot of those groups have LinkedIn groups that you can also join. And it's also good to give and receive recommendations or ask for recommendations on LinkedIn. So let's take a quick look at LinkedIn. So my profile is maybe not the be-all and end-all, but it's pretty well filled out. And so if you need some guidance on filling yours out, you can use mine as a template if you'd like to see how I've filled mine out. Take advantage of the part up here that you can actually edit to say a little bit more than just owner at XYZ company. You can update your status. You can see I updated mine a couple days ago with some information about this class. You can also put your positions, and you can see here if it has a little card, you can actually fill in some information about your company so that your company shows up as a company entity as well as yourself as a personal entity. I like naming my website. The default is just my company website. You can actually rename those if you choose the other option. You can name it whatever you want. You can add your Twitter profile so that every time that you post something on LinkedIn, it'll automatically tweet to your Twitter. And again, I mentioned customizing your URL so that it's a pretty one and not just all those numbers. And I've got my blog attached. I have in the past used SlideShare as well to put up a slideshow, or you can also add a video through Google Presentations or SlideShare if you want to share a video, if you have an introductory video to yourself or your company. So networking on LinkedIn, again, you want to visit often and update your status frequently and strategically. So it's good to post things on your LinkedIn profile that demonstrate your professional expertise. Look for opportunities to grow your network. There's lots of ways to do that within groups that you join. You maybe find people that would be good referral partners. Looking for people that you already know online. You can actually import your address book out of Outlook and various email clients and see who else is on LinkedIn and connect with them. There's a lot that you can do with groups. You know, joining groups that are where people that are good referral sources for you or potential clients hang out would be a good step, as well as connecting with groups that are, you know, professional organizations that you belong to. So I see that we're running low on time. Here's a little slide about, you know, what to use the various social media sites for. And to spend less time on social media, you can make it easy by connecting some of these things together, including your blog. You can connect LinkedIn to Twitter. You can connect Twitter to Facebook. And so you can have, you know, things, posting something once and having it go to three or four different places.
And all that can be, you can be contacted and see it as people are connecting with it on your iPhones or Androids.
Right. Well, so if they're connecting with you, if they're logging into any of those social media sites, they may have the opportunity to see what you just posted. So, and you may have different audiences on each of those different social media platforms. You know, sometimes you'll have the same audience. You know, some people are going to follow you on everything you're on, and then some people will follow you on what's comfortable for them, you know, depending on where they tend to hang out. Just a word about video. It's a powerful tool, and if you have your own videos, you want to make sure that you post them to Facebook. You can use the intro video on LinkedIn. You can post links to your videos on Twitter. And it's important that if you do have videos, that you create a YouTube channel as well, with links back to your own website. So networking, social networking, a word to the wise. You may want to Google yourself and Google your company to see where you're already showing up online and managing your online presence. You know, be consistent across personal and professional spheres. So if you are out there personally and part of your audience may be people that you may want to have do business with you, just be aware of that and you know, make sure that even though you're coming across human and fun and so forth, that you're always behaving online as in ways that you would be comfortable with your potential clients seeing. Let's see. So, and then also kind of in closing, I want to say, you know, about claiming your presence. It's already out there in many places, beyond these big, three social media marketing places that we just talked about, all these directory sites. Most of those, you already have a listing that's been pulled in from some phone directory or something. So you might as well go in and maximize it and fill it out as well as possible. My rule of thumb is do not pay for these sites. Most of them want you to pay. If at some point you feel like you're getting enough leads to make it worth your while, you may consider having an ad on them, but don't fall into the trap of paying for any of these things, because you usually don't need to. So in closing, really, you can leverage your social media to promote your business, network with clients and referral partners, increase your professional credibility, expand your web presence, drive traffic, and ultimately you want to generate those leads to your business. So before I tell you about my next classes, are there any questions? I probably raised a lot of questions, but do you have any specific?
I was on a webinar with you recently about LinkedIn. Is that the one where it says Power Up with LinkedIn?
That's the next one that's coming up.
But did you already do that? Was it? Because I think I was on a webinar with you.
Not recently, I didn't, no.
Okay.
So these are the next three classes. The next classes are much more in-depth on each one and are designed to help you work through developing your presence on each of these different social networks. There will be homework for these classes so that you're supposed to work on them in between, and I'll take a look at how you're doing and give you feedback. So this is these next three classes are a real implementation for your business, and there'll also be a bonus session on the 23rd. So all four of those sessions are $147 if you'd like to sign up for those. They're all going to be at the same time, Thursday afternoons at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. So,
suppose you can't make one of the times. Is this going to be, you said it's recorded. Will have a slideshow and all with it?
Yes. All of them, you'll have the slideshow and the recording if you have to miss them. So, my purpose isn't necessarily a complete commercial about this, but today's class was a free lead into this. And what I hope is that every person on the call today got some good information that they'll be able to take back to their company and use. If you want to go further, of course, I'd love to have you join us for the next four classes as well.
Thank you, Lynette.
And so here's my contact information, and I will send out a link to where you can access the PowerPoint slides after this class. And are there any questions before we close?
Comment. I have a comment.
Okay.
Well, this is just a little plug for you. I'm a client of Linnea's and have been, when she started up On Target, I was a charter member, and I recently rejoined. I just need to tell you that you'll get great value for any dollars you spend with Linnea and On Target. I just wanted to give that little shout-out to you there.
Thank you, Doug. I appreciate that. Well, thank you, everyone, for coming today. And if you have any follow-up questions, feel free to email me after the class.
Thank you.
Thank you, May. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. That was wonderful.
Thank you.
Bye, Lynette.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.